we've had the City Theater Young Playwrights Festival winners and honorees, I believe, for every single year that the festival was begun by City Theater on the South Side. And Katie Tripiani is here. How many years is this? The 21st?
This is our 18th festival.
Shame on me. I've made you older than I should. I could look it up too, I suppose.
Yeah, no, we're celebrating our 18th festival. We're okay. Really excited.
Yeah, it's always been fun, and it's absolutely amazing. First, a shout out to Kristen Link,
yes.
Who probably had a lot to do with this year's festival.
Absolutely.
She had the audacity to not come today owing to having given birth very recently.
Yes. Like a week and a half ago to baby Cole.
Oh, Cole. Congratulations. That's her first, right?
Yes.
I thought so. So, Katie, tell me a little bit about the whole process. Some people don't know about the Young Playwrights Competition. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, so the competition starts in a lot of classrooms around the area, and high schools and middle schools can participate by submitting their one-act plays, and those one-act plays get read by theater professionals from around the area, and then we select three high school winners and three middle school winners to be professionally produced in our festival, which this year is starting on Tuesday, and our public performances are this Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th of October.
Now, how do you spread the word to get people to enter? This process goes way back, right?
Yeah, so we have a bunch of awesome teaching artists that go out into the schools and who do residencies with a lot of the schools in the high schools and middle schools, and that's how a lot of our entries are put in, but you can also just decide to write a one act and submit it. So anyone who is in high school or middle school can submit their play. The deadline this year will be at the end of March in 2018.
And my memory is you're not given a theme to follow. It's pretty much a blank slate.
Yeah, you can write whatever you want to write about.
Yeah, which is great. Now, for people that want to get started, there's still time for next year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, the deadline for the contest
in March.
Is in March 2018. So you have tons of time to write a one-act play until then.
So if you're a teacher and if you're wondering how to do this in your school, or if you're a student and you just want to do it on your own, we'll give you a website and more information coming up in a minute. Now, there's three ninth graders that are here with us, and they're from three different schools. And before we talk about their plays, I would just like you to meet each of them so you have a sense of who's in the room. And we'll start with you and just go straight way around. I'll let you introduce yourself, Jack.
I'm Jack Harrigan, and I go to Mount Lebanon High School in Mount Lebanon. And yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Great. Any shout-outs or acknowledgments? You're welcome to, if there's anybody you'd like to acknowledge?
My parents want me to acknowledge them, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can think about whether we want to acknowledge them or not. And I can always do it. You can delegate that to me. Let's meet who's on your left.
I'm Chloe Werner. I go to Taylor Alderdice High School. I'd really like to give a shout out to my parents and family and any friends who I have listening.
Excellent. And finally?
Hi, I'm Danny Jordan. I go to Pittsburgh Kappa. And shout out to Miss Donnelly, who was my playwriting teacher. She's pretty cool, so yeah.
You mentioned Miss Donnelly. Her name is really familiar to me. What school was she teaching in?
Pittsburgh Kappa. She has been teaching playwriting for a really long time for the Lower Arts Department, Kathleen Donnelly.
Yeah, I've met Kathleen. Now that you said her first name, I remembered. So let's talk a little bit just about the whole form of plays to begin with. I think you all must really like to write. Have any of you written a play before this competition?
This was my first time ever writing a play, but I actually started working on it quite a while ago, around maybe
seventh grade.
Yeah, so around 2 years ago.
So you actually began the process of a play. Did you know you were going to enter it in the competition?
I did, because when I first started writing this play, I was in Pittsburgh Kappa in the Literary Arts Department, and we knew that for an assignment we'd have to write a play and submit it. And I never actually expected that I would win, because I had no idea how to write a play when I first started. But I mean, I had some like great teachers helping me, Miss Donnelly, like Danny said, and so I won.
That's terrific, and that's Chloe that's talking. And what about you, Jack? Had you ever thought about writing something to be staged?
No. One of my teachers just brought about 10 of us together, and she said, "You're going to write a play," and we said, "All right." So we wrote them, entered, and I won.
I would imagine, I don't even know how you would start. I guess with, do you start with characters or a concept? Why don't we talk about each of your plays and kind of what the inspiration was and kind of the process of how you did it, if you can explain it. Chloe, any thoughts about that?
Well, my play initially started out with a completely different idea than what it wound up being. It was about a girl whose best friend was moving to China. And from that idea, the play kept changing, and, you know, certain characters were cut out, certain characters were, like, brought to light, and then it was like, oh, what's this plot line? And so much kept happening. And so I wouldn't say that there is one big idea or one big inspiration that brought the play to what it was, but it was a process of, over time, sort of shaping the play into Mothers and Daughters.
So as you wrote it, you would keep having different ideas or directions? Your writing was actually impacting your thinking?
Yeah, I would say that. So I didn't exactly know how to write a one-act play. Writing a one-act play is really different from writing, say, like a story or a book, because you have to be careful about what sort of characters you're using and what your setting's going to be and what your timeline's going to be and how much time you have. And it had to be sort of, in a way, less huge and complex than just a book might be. And I wasn't used to that, so I started out with a really big idea, and then my teacher would be like, I don't know if that could work, you know, I don't know if we can suddenly change that many settings. And then it would be, well, you know, a play supposed to be about the characters and finding out about the characters, and so maybe it would be interesting to explore this character in your play more. And eventually it just shaped itself down to being a play that explores characters more than, you know, crazy settings and that sort of thing.
Is it what's it like to get feedback like that? Is it frustrating, or is something you eventually adapt to?
It is something you definitely eventually adapt to. Certain feedback, it's more frustrating than others. You know, some feedback you're like, yeah, I understand that, that makes sense. And then some feedback you're like, wow, that's going to be really hard to do, and you just don't want to. But feedback in general is important, and I think that all the feedback that I've gotten has really been really helpful to the play.
That's got to be a great experience. But going through that, writing is so personal, and to have somebody critique what it is you're doing, not just for form so that it can successfully be staged, but also for the art and language that you're using, that would be hard, I think, to adapt to. So your play, you said you began having it be a girl with a friend moving to China, but it ended up being more about a mother and daughter.
Yes.
Can you sort of, what's its name?
The play is called Mothers and Daughters.
And can you sort of go through the storyline a bit? Of the play?
Yeah. So the play is essentially about two characters, a father and a daughter. The mother in the family left them when the daughter was very young, and she returns to them, and she re-enters their life, and it throws them into a sort of turmoil where they begin to discover a lot about themselves and their relationship with each other.
Wow, that sounds like a riveting play. And is it funny at all?
There are actually some funny parts, and I give like a huge thank you to my actors. I think that they take a lot of lines that could just be delivered normally and really add a funny twist to them. But there are some lines that are directed at humor, so it's not like you're just like crying through the whole thing. There's funny parts.
That's what I was wondering, because it could be a real either a sad play or just so introspective that you probably need moments to lighten the mood a little bit,
yeah.
Too. Let's learn more about Jack's play. What's it called?
It's called Family Honor.
And can you explain a little bit about the plot, the storyline?
So it's about a mob boss whose daughter is murdered, and he kind of struggles throughout the entire play to deal with the emotional repercussions, as well as trying to find the man who did it.
So he probably feels somewhat responsible because of the way he lives his life.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's a heck of a subject to choose. Do you know what led you to that? Have you had interest in organized crime? You're not a member of a crime family. Well, you couldn't tell
officially,
me.
Officially, no.
Okay.
Yeah, originally it was about like a kind of almost like a ruthless businessman losing his daughter. And then I started to do some more research on it. I walked in on my dad when he was watching The Godfather, and I saw it for like only a few minutes or so. I'm like, yeah, that'd be better. So I decided to change the plot around and make it so that it had this undertone of like the dark, gritty underworld.
That's actually a neat method to use for that. How old was his daughter?
His daughter was, she was an adult. She was 25 or so.
And is he alone on stage, or are there other characters?
Yeah, there are a lot of other characters.
Okay, so it's a search. What was it like? How do you think your play changed from the first time you drafted it to its final form, some of the major changes?
Most of the major changes came over the summer when I was working with the dramaturg. He really helped to change the play a lot, and for the better.
Characters or lines? Or
yeah. He helped add a lot more clarity to the plot, and we also majorly changed one of the characters.
How so?
We made him a girl.
So who was the character? I mean, tell me about the character before and after. Who is it, and what role do they play?
The character was the mob boss's son, other child. And so he was always, he was involved with the plot a lot. He was very ambitious. He was desperate to find the person who killed his sister. And then we made him a girl who has all of the same inspirations, but also has this like underlying theme of like she's always ignored and overlooked. And so, yeah, it just kind of adds that other element into it.
Interesting. And why the change? Why did your dramaturg feel that was important?
Mainly because it made it more compelling. I think it really helped to like just to show the difference between the two characters.
The two daughters.
Yeah.
interesting to find out how plays, you know, people don't consider the drafting and redrafting and redrafting and redrafting that occurs in something like this. Danny's here too. Tell us about your play, what it's called and what its storyline is.
My play is called Spark, and it is about the 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire, which essentially was a fire that happened in a building or a company building in New York City in 1911, and 146 workers died within the fire because when they were working, the bosses would lock the exits for them to get out so that they wouldn't leave early or steal cotton, or union organizers couldn't come in and talk to them. So when this fire came, they had no escape, and it really led to the labor movement and getting a lot better working conditions for factories. So that's kind of the basis of my play.
Yeah, as soon as he said the Triangle Shirt Fire, I don't know if you saw my eyes light up. That's really the origins in many ways of occupational safety and health in the United States, and is a significant incident. How did you first learn about that?
Well, when I was younger, I read American Girl doll books, and in one of the books in the back, they would always have like the real history of the time, and so there was a little blurb on it, and then my mom works for a labor union, the United Steelworkers, so I asked her about it, and then she told me all about it, and just because I've grown up around all of like the protests and learning about that time in history, I found it really interesting.
You've probably seen the documentaries. There's a lot of excellent footage, and it's the Triangle Shirt Waist Factory, I think, is the official name. So how do you do this? How did you? What's the plot to kind of drive this home?
Well, I really wanted to focus on the people because all of these people died, and I wanted the audience to get close to them. So it's this girl, and she's from Russia, and she moved to the U.S. a while back, but her mom was sent back because she was sick, and she got this job to try to bring her mom back, and it was like her first day of work, and you're meeting all of these characters, and then the fire happens, and it's just to show that the people who died were really people and not just faces.
But that's a great play with a lot of contemporary implications too. What an amazing idea. Now, for all three of you, you've had a chance to see what the actors are doing with your work, right? And Chloe, I want to start with you. I'm curious what it's like to watch these human beings bring words from your head and pen or computer suddenly alive on the stage. I can't imagine what that must feel like.
It's really great, actually. I really like getting to see how it develops when the actors take it onto the stage. Because when you're writing the play and you have an idea in your head, you're like, oh, this line's going to sound like this, and this actor's going to do that. And then when you see real people working with your script and it goes to places you didn't imagine it could go. Like, for example, we'd been talking earlier about little aspects of humor in my play. When I'd originally written it, I hadn't been able to imagine, like, this line could be funny, but the way the actors deliver the line, it's funny. And so it's really great and really interesting.
That's great feedback. What about for you?
When I was writing the play, yeah, I found it interesting because every time I would hear it aloud, I would just have this thought, like, did I really write that? Because, like, it's almost, like, painful to hear what I thought, even though it wasn't, like, it probably shouldn't have been, but, like, I was just, like, self-conscious about it. When you see, like, the actors perform it, like, so professionally, it kind of just takes that away.
Interesting. Yeah. Danny is nodding her head. You can relate to that?
I hate listening to my work out loud, so if in literary arts we're reading poems or listening to a recording of something that we've done, it always makes me really uncomfortable, just because it's like my work and I'm just more self-conscious about it. So just related to that.
And that's probably a common feeling. I would imagine your dramaturg or if you had a teacher helping you would say that. I'll bet that's a feeling some people never outgrow. I don't know if has anybody mentioned that to you?
Well, I think that there is like a continued feeling of like, that's my work. People are reading it out loud. Everyone can hear it. But I think it's a good thing to, you know, get to hear it and see it in how other people interpret it.
Now, all of these plays are going to be staged at the Lester Hamburg Theater by City Theater, as part of the City Theater Young Playwrights competition. And congratulations, these are the middle school winners. And the 28th and the 29th are the days, Saturday and Sunday. Are there other winners that we should acknowledge too?
Yeah, so we have the three other high school winners as well. They will also be performed on the 28th and 29th. There's Get Out the Vote by Riley Smith, Like Oprah Said by Shelby Stutt, and The Veins of Creation by Sarah Tomko. And those sort of range from like romantic comedies and pranks and Tesla and Edison relationship and competition and stuff like that. So they're all really fantastic. The performance times are 1 and 6 p.m. on the 28th and 29th, and everyone can find more information at citytheatercompany.org.
And that's also where you can go. We've linked to it directly too from slbradio.org. But if you want to learn about how to get involved in next year's contest, it's already time to get started. You can find out more about the process. I'm curious, as we get ready to close, where your heads are currently on what you might want to do after getting out of high school. Any thoughts from you at all, Danny?
Well, I think I want to go to law school and get my degree in international law, and I kind of want to do something with like labor rights in third world countries, and I guess I get that from my mom just because I've grown up around that. Also, I feel like owning a summer camp would be fun. So, you know, two very different things.
Interesting. You could have an organizing summer camp where people come to learn principles of organizing. Not that I'm trying to be your career coach or anything. Heck, you could do so many different things. What about you?
Well, after high school, I'm interested in, you know, taking a year, maybe doing some traveling. Then I'm going to go to college. And after college, I'm going to be a journalist, more specifically a foreign correspondent, and travel around and write about places. And it'll be great.
That sounds good. Where do you really want to go when you get a chance to travel?
There's a lot of places in Europe I would really like to go to. I'd love to go to France and Rome, and then, you know, Turkey sounds so great. My dad went to Siberia a couple times, and I'd really like to go to Siberia now, so.
Well, great. I'm sure you'll get that chance to, too. And Jack, what about you?
Well, Danny and Chloe have everything all figured out. I just know that I would like to end up probably in politics. Yeah, I'm really interested in that.
Excellent. Has that been a recent interest on your part, or does it go back always?
Goes back a long time, yeah.
Well, that's great. We need folks that want to do it for all the right reasons. Stay idealistic. You are now, I hope.
Hmm? Yeah.
Idealistic.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks to all three of you, Jack Horrigan, and also Danny Jordan and Chloe Werner. Their plays are going to be at City Theater at the Lester Hamburg Theater, opening up a week from today, Saturday and Sunday. So it's the 28th and 29th, 1 and 6 o'clock are the times. And I believe admission is less than a pittance. It's free. Is admission free?
Performances, I believe, are $15 for adults.
I'm glad you said that. I was thinking of the readings. The readings are free.
Yeah, we do have honorable mention readings for the folks who were like super, super close to getting chosen, but they're not being professionally produced. They're being read the following weekend, the first weekend of November. Those are free.
Okay. And less than a pittance was a good way to put it. Because
right.
Actually, for the nonprofit City Theater, $15 is a pretty good
to
deal.
See like future amazing generation of playwrights. Yeah, it's a good deal.
And you see all three plays?
You'll see all three middle school shows in one performance and all three high school shows in one performance.